Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good evening. Welcome, my brothers and my sisters, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Oh, I am excited about what God is doing here at Walking in the Light Ministries. Truly, it is a blessing, my brothers and my sisters, to be receiving downloads from heaven, where the Holy Spirit gives you wisdom, understanding, and guidance, not only in the things of this world, but in the things of the world to come. Oh, God is a good God, and all the time you and I should be praising him and thanking him and worshiping him. Hello, my name is Pastor Herbert Graham, and I would like to welcome you to Walking in the Light Ministries. I am glad that you are here to just listen in on this day of what the Lord is doing here at Walking in the Light Ministries. You know, the Bible tells us that if we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all other things will be added unto us. I am glad you are with me on this day, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So blessed be the Lord, all his people. Bless his holy name. Praise him for all he has done. Give glory and honor and praise to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, I'm excited tonight. So whenever you're listening to this message, it may be at night, it may be in the evening, it may be at noonday, it may be early in the morning, you can always give God praise. I'm going to ask you if you would get your Bibles on this day and let us look into the Word of God together. When you have your Bibles, I'm going to ask you if you would to just turn over with me to the book of the Gospel of John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Gospel of John, and we're going to be looking in the 20th chapter of the Gospel of John. But before we get into the Word, we would just like to open up with a brief word of prayer. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we come to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Father, we thank you for who you are in our lives, or what you have already done, what you're doing right now, and what you're going to do. Father, we thank you for forgiving us of all sins and shortcomings, past, present, and future, in Jesus Christ's name. And Father, we ask you now that you open up our understanding as we look into your word. Give us an ear to hear. Give us eyes to see, and give us a heart to receive from your word on this day. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. And if you agree with me, let us say amen and amen. Today we're going to be talking about seeing through the eyes of faith. Seeing through the eyes of faith. You know, our vision is very important to us. Through the eyes, we learn a lot about the world that is around us. Many only believe in what they see. It's sad, but it's true. If they can't see it, they won't believe it. And sometimes that perception or evaluation can be misleading to them. Seeing through the eyes of faith will not only show you a different way, it will lead you in a better way that you can walk in. And you will find yourself giving God the glory more and more in your life when you are seeing through the eyes of faith. In John chapter 20, we're going to be looking at, we're going to start at the 19th verse. But before we begin, I'll give you a little brief history of this chapter. Jesus has just been resurrected from the dead. He had done went to the cross. He done died on the cross for your sins and my sins and the whole world's sins. And he was now, 3 days later, he was resurrected from the cross, from death. The God the Father resurrected him from death. And he showed himself unto some of the ones who were following him. One lady named was Mary Magdalene. He showed himself to her. But yet, the disciples, they didn't want to believe in what she was saying. So we pick up the story here in John chapter 20 in the 19th verse. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst. I'm going to pause right there for a minute, my beloved brothers and sisters, and I'm going to ask you one simple question. What doors in your life are shut? What doors in your life that you can't seem to open? What doors in your life it seems like it's impossible for you to open it? We just read that Jesus, the doors were shut tight. The doors were shut. And Jesus came in the midst of them. What I'm trying to tell you on this evening, my brothers and my sisters, no matter how tight the door is shut, no matter how many locks on the door, Jesus still can come into that room. Jesus still can come into that situation. Jesus still can come into that circumstance. When it looks impossible with you because the door is shut and you can't open it, Jesus can open the door. We're talking about seeing through the eyes of faith. And the Bible says in verse 19, it says, and they were assembled for fear of the Jews. They thought the Jews was going to kill him because the Jews knew that they were followers of Jesus. And the Jews of that day wanted to kill everybody who had any association with Jesus. Jesus came and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. See, they wasn't glad when Mary Magdalene told them she had saw him. They were glad when Jesus appeared and revealed to him that he was alive. And the Bible says they were glad then when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them, peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. Jesus had just gave his disciples power that only God can give. Only God can forgive sin. Only God can give the authority for you to pray for somebody that their sins may be forgiven. And Jesus had just gave them very important instructions and very important power in their lives, something that they should not take lightly. But when Jesus was explaining this and giving this to them, Thomas, called Didymus, wasn't there. The Bible says in verse 24, but Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. Isn't that the same thing Mary Magdalene tried to tell the disciples? I've seen the Lord. They didn't want to believe her. So now they're telling Thomas that we have seen the Lord. And Thomas didn't believe them. We're talking today about seeing through the eyes of faith. But he said unto them, Thomas, this is Thomas speaking, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails and put my finger into the print of the nails and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. In verse 26, the Bible says, after 8 days again, his disciples were with him and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut. Oh, there go another shut door. Jesus don't care about shut doors because he know how to open doors that are shut. And he know how to shut doors that are open. And he stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, he told Thomas, Thomas, come here. Reach hither thy finger and behold my hand. And reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless. Did you hear that, beloved? He told Thomas, say, do this. Reach here and see the nail prints in my hands. And reach here in my side and see the piercing in my side. And be not faithless, Thomas, but believing. See? Jesus wants us not to be faithless, but Jesus wants us to be believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. And listen what Jesus told Thomas. And this is for each and every one of us on this day. Listen to what Jesus told him in verse 29. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. I'm going to read that verse again because some of you need to catch this. Some of you need to catch it. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, because you see me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Beloved, today we're talking about seeing through the eyes of faith. Do you have to see Jesus that believe that Jesus is who he say he is? Do you have to see Jesus to know that Jesus can do what he said he can do? Do you have to for Jesus to come down here and show you that he is a healer, that he is a way maker, that he is a deliverer, that he can save a man or a woman from their sin-sick soul? Do you have to see him to believe this? Or can you just believe it by someone else giving you a testimony of who he is? Can you believe it because someone else told you that he did it for them and he can do it for you? See, we're talking today about seeing through the eyes of faith. We have to see through our eyes of faith today. I'm going to show you some scriptures in the Word of God today where it took seeing in the eyes of faith. Men who were seeing in the eyes of faith knew that things that were impossible were possible with God. The Bible tells me over there in 2 Kings chapter 6, Elijah had his servant with him. And Elijah was revealing to the king of Israel what the king of Syria was wanting to do to the king of Israel and the Israelite, the people of Israel. And the king, when the king of Syria found out that Elijah was the one revealing to the king of Israel his plans, the king of Israel wanted to kill Elijah. And Elijah was protected by God in a miraculous way. I'm just going to read a little bit of 2 Kings chapter 6 to you. And so the king of Assyria sent his men to hunt down Elijah and to kill him. And so when they came upon Elijah, the Bible said in verse 14, said, therefore he sent the horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. They came to the place where Elijah was and surrounded the city. And the Bible says in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 15, it says, and when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, the servant talking to Elijah, the man of God, Elias, my master, what shall we do? And he answered, fear not, the man of God told the servant, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. You see, that is a profound truth, my brothers and my sisters. For they that be with us is more than they that who are against us. Do you have anybody that's against you on this day? Be of good courage, because if God be for you, who can be against you? If God and his host encamps all around you, who can be against you? No devil, no enemy, no wicked person can stand in the presence of the host of the army of God. You see? And the Bible says in verse 17, it says, and Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. Do God need to open your eyes today that you may be able to see? Not in the natural, but in the spiritual. Have you been so asleep for so long that you even took time to allow your spiritual eyes to be open that you may see the things in the spirit and quit focusing on things in the natural? A lot of us today are walking only by what we see. We are like the disciples was when Jesus was risen from the dead. We are like Thomas was when the disciples told him, we have seen the Lord. They were walking in the natural. They were not walking in the spiritual of what Jesus had taught them when he had them under his care for 3.5 years, when he was teaching them the things of the kingdom of God. And Elijah, and the Lord opened the eyes of the young man. You hear that, beloved? The Lord, because Elijah, the man of God, prayed and asked God to open his eyes, the Bible says, and the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elijah. See? The Bible says the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. If you are righteous in Christ Jesus, because he has made you righteous, when you pray, it availeth much. See, with a lot of us, we got to quit looking at the things in the natural, and we got to get over in the spirit realm, where the real battle is going on. You know, beloved, I'm going to share this with you. The Holy Spirit revealed this to me. A born-again brother or sister in Christ Jesus who have confessed Jesus, confessed their sins, and confessed Jesus of being their Lord and their Savior, and believe that he died on the cross for their sins, and received the gift of the Holy Spirit on the inside of them, this individual is born again. If they did it by faith and not doubt or wavering in their heart and in their mouth, in their mind, if they did this by faith, they are born again. God has given that individual the ability not only to see in the natural, but to see in the spiritual. God has given us that great ability. We can see in the natural as well as in the spiritual. The problem with a lot of us, we don't pay attention to the spirit, to the spirit world. We're too busy focusing on the natural world. See? When you look over in the spirit realm, you got to see with the eyes of faith. Because the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. God will reveal some things to you when you see by faith in the spirit realm. See? The Holy Spirit has already given that ability to you, to me, when we are born again and live in the spirit. That ability is already in us. And this army that was had the fire of the horses and chariots of fire round about Elijah. The Bible said Elijah prayed after the servant's eyes was opened and said, Lord, now all these men that come to do harm to us, and I'm paraphrasing this, and all these men that come to do harm to us, make them blind. And the Lord made all the men blind. And Elijah led those men that was coming to do harm to him, he led them into Samaria, where the king of Israel were. And God and Elijah just gave them over to the king of Israel. This was the Syrians coming to do bodily harm to Israel. And God just led them right into the camp. Then when they got into the camp, Elijah prayed, Lord, now open their eyes back. And the king wanted to kill them. Elijah, give them something to eat. Give them some water. Give them some food. See the mercies of God. God's mercies are new every morning for you and for me. No matter what you did, if you ask him for his forgiveness, he will forgive you. You just have to receive it by faith and quit letting the devil talk to you and tell you you're not forgiven. We're talking about seeing through the eyes of faith on this day. Oh, if someone's faith would just only get built up and see with the eyes of faith into the spirit realm, your blessing is waiting on you. Your deliverance is waiting on you. Your healing is waiting on you. If you can just only see in the spirit realm where it's at. Because the things that are in the spirit realm manifest themselves in the natural realm. And you have to be ready for them. You see? In John chapter 3, when Jesus was telling Nicodemus about being born again, that you must be born again to enter into the kingdom of God. Nicodemus too much didn't understand what Jesus was saying to him. Jesus told him, say, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the spirit is spirit. That means when the Holy Spirit comes in and takes over your body and lives on the inside of you, it makes you a new creation. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. But Jesus was explaining to John over there in John chapter 3 and verse 8, Jesus says, the wind bloweth where it listeth. That means where it will. The wind bloweth where it wills. That's how the wind blows. And thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Did you catch that, beloved? Did you catch that? The Bible says, Jesus said, the wind bloweth where it wills, or listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. That's talking about the Holy Spirit. If you're born of the Holy Spirit will take you some places you ain't never been before. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit searches the deep things of God. It takes you into the realm where God is. And it shows you things and reveals to you things in your spirit about the kingdom of God. Then Jesus says, then Nicodemus said in verse 9, Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Jesus said in verse 10, Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? I mean, Jesus was saying, are you a teacher? You're supposed to be teaching the Bible and you don't teaching the word of God and you don't know these things, Nicodemus? How can you teach somebody when you don't know the stuff that you're supposed to be teaching them? Jesus told him in verse 11, verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know. And testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. Did you catch that, beloved? Now, the Holy Spirit revealed to Jesus things. Jesus said, he said, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen. Jesus said, what we know and what we have seen, we testify of. Now, how did Jesus see this? Jesus was with the Father before he came to the earth in spirit form. The scripture says Jesus told the Father, Father, prepare me a body, and I'll go redeem mankind back. So he was in spirit form. And he said, and ye receive not our witness. We're telling you what it's like being in the kingdom of God. We're telling you how God is in his kingdom. We're telling you all about the things that are in the kingdom. And then listen to what he said. He says in verse 12, if I have told you earthly things and ye believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? Jesus said, I've told you about the earthly things, and you still don't seem to understand what I'm saying. How can you believe me if I've revealed to you about some heavenly things that I know is true, and I want to tell them to you, but you don't want to even believe me of the earthly thing? That's how some of us is, beloved. Somebody could tell us about something going on down here in this earth, and we may believe them or we may not believe them. But when the Holy Spirit comes and try to tell us truth about the kingdom of God, we want to deny that. We don't want to believe what the Holy Spirit is saying. Then he told him and said, and verse 13, he said, no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. He said, no man ascended up, but the Son of Man who came down from heaven and is in heaven. Did you catch that? Jesus is looking through the eyes of faith in the spirit realm. See? And that's where you and I got to be, looking with the eyes of faith in the spirit realm. We have to be there. The Bible says over there in John, the 16th chapter, in John 16, Jesus was telling his disciples about the Holy Spirit and when he come and what he would do. In John chapter 16 and verse 12, I'm going to read a little bit of this, beloved, and I just want you to listen to what the Bible has to say. In John chapter 16 And we're going to be looking at the 12th verse. And the Bible says, Jesus was speaking here, says, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. You hear that? I got many things I want to tell y'all, but y'all can't bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, he's talking about the Holy Spirit here, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Oh, my beloved, you got to catch this, beloved. You got to catch it. You got to catch it. He said, when the Holy Spirit comes, Spirit of truth, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself. He ain't coming to glorify himself. For whatsoever he shall hear, whatsoever he shall hear, where is he hearing it from, beloved? He's hearing it from the throne of God, from Jesus Christ, in the spirit realm. And he was revealing it to you into your spirit. That shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. See? Now, Jesus told us he was going back to be with the Father until the Father released him to come back again. And Jesus just said right here, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Now, the Bible said God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And God lives in the spirit realm, which is that realm is more realer than the world that you and I live in here in this natural physical realm that we call earth. The Bible says in verse 15, all these things that the Father hath are mine, Jesus said. Therefore said I that he shall take up mine and shall show it unto you. A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. There it is right there. A little while, you're not going to see me. Jesus was talking about going to the cross and dying on the cross. And yet a little while, ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. Jesus is saying, you're going to be able to see me when I go to the Father, if you're looking with the eyes of faith. And you're looking into the faith realm, you can see me. All you got to do is look in the book of Acts and listen to what Stephen said when he was about to be, when they was about to stone Stephen. And the Bible says Stephen looked up towards heaven, and while they were stoning him, they were killing him. And he looked up and he saw the heavens open, and he saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God in the spirit. It's there, beloved. Is there for you to see if you're looking in the spirit and not in the natural. It's all in the Bible. Then says, verse 17 of John chapter 16, then says some of the disciples among themselves, what is this that he saith unto us? A little while and ye shall not see me, and again a little while and ye shall see me, and because I go to the Father. They said, therefore, what is this that he saith? A little while, we cannot tell what he saith. They were confused of what Jesus was saying to them. Verse 19 says, now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him and say unto him, and said unto them, do ye inquire among yourselves of that I said, a little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me? Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. Did you hear that, beloved? Jesus said, when I go to this cross and die, the world is going to rejoice because they're going to think they got rid of me. He said, but you're going to weep and you're going to be in lament. You're going to be crying and weeping, Jesus is saying. He said, you're going to be crying and weeping because the world going to be laughing, but you're going to be crying and weeping. You see? And then he said, but you shall be sorrowful and your sorrow shall turn into joy. Now, listen to that, what he said. Your sorrow shall turn into joy. Because the reason why Jesus was revealing this to him, because after he died and he was resurrected and he prayed to the Father to send another comforter and he sent the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit came on the inside to live on the inside of you and me after we received Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of us. Now the Holy Spirit in the spirit realm is revealing truth to us on how to wait to receive blessings while we are here on this earth, beloved. Verse 21, a woman, Jesus is talking, a woman, when she is in travail, have sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembered no more the anguish, for the joy that a man is born into the world. Jesus is giving the illustration of a pregnant woman when she's going through labor pain. She's in a lot of pain. But after the child is born, she forget about those pains and she rejoices because now she have a child in her hand. And then Jesus said in verse 22, and ye know, therefore, have sorrow. But I will see you again. Listen to what Jesus said. He said, but I will see you again. And your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man can take from you. You hear that, beloved? Did you hear that, beloved? I'm going to read that again. He said that, and ye now therefore have sorrow, because I'm saying this to you, and this is going to take place, and when it takes place, you're going to be sorrowful. He said, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. And in that day, listen to this, beloved, and in that day ye shall ask me nothing, my Lord. Up until that time, they was asking Jesus for everything they needed. They were asking him to provide a miracle. They were asking him to provide food for them. They were asking him many different things, and he was answering them. And he said, and in that day, when all this take place, when you will see me again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no man can take from you, and in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it. Now, I'm going to stop right there for a few minutes, because right there, Jesus just explained to me that it's going to come a time after we have received what he has done on the cross and the Father has raised him from the dead and we receive the Holy Spirit in us, that we're going to have power in us to see into the spirit realm to ask the Father for things in the name of Jesus. Did you catch that, beloved? He said in that day, he said, there's going to come a time where you ain't going to ask me nothing no more, but you're going to ask the Father. Now, when I'm asking somebody for something, I'm communicating with that person that I'm asking for in one form or another. I'm asking the Father who is in heaven, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I'm asking the Father in the name of Jesus for things that I need in this earth. Did you catch that, beloved? I'm going to say that again. I'm asking the Father, who is in the spirit realm. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. I'm asking the Father, in the name of Jesus, for things that I need here in this earth. I'm asking, not in the natural realm, but in the spiritual realm where the Father is. We're talking about seeing through the eyes of fear, of faith. Now, he says that whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it. See, the problem with a lot of us, beloved, we have allowed the enemy, the devil, Satan, and his demons to talk us out of our blessing. We have allowed the devil to talk us out of our deliverance. We have allowed the devil to talk us out of our healing. Oh, yeah, he talks to you. Because if he could get you to have one little ounce in you to doubt God, to doubt God's word, to doubt what God said in his word, if he could get you to doubt it, he can hold up your blessing. And because you can't see him holding it up in the natural, you don't look over there in the spirit to see where the battle is really going on. You have to believe it by faith and seeing with the eyes of faith in the spirit realm. And if you see it in faith in the spirit realm, beloved, it's yours. It's yours. It's yours. In the name of Jesus, it's yours. That deliverance of your children being saved, it's yours, mama. That healing for your body, it's yours, mister. That one out there that seems to be on drugs and can't get off drugs, that deliverance, it's yours. It's yours. In the spirit realm is already there. All you got to do is just have the faith to believe that it's in the spirit realm and it's headed towards you. And you shall never doubt God or God's word. You should never doubt it. You should hold on to it with everything in your might. You should hold on to it. You should confess it. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. See, you shall confess it. You shall believe it. In the spirit realm. It's in the spirit realm, and it's headed before you. Because guess what? Where God is, there's no people strung out on drugs. Where God is, there's no one there in their body. Where God is, there's no one there that have a need that has not been met. In the spirit realm, the supply is already there. Your supply is already there in the spirit realm because God has supplied it. You just have to have the faith to see it in the spirit realm so it can manifest itself to you in this natural world. See, our problem is we're too busy looking at the natural world and forgetting about the spiritual world. Spiritual world is more realer than the world you and I live in right now. We are spiritual beings. This flesh that you're looking at on your body, this skin, this is not the real you. This is just a house that you live in, to live in this natural world. You are a spirit, you see, and therefore you have to connect like the spirit's supposed to connect, by faith in the things of God. That's why Jesus came on the scene. He said, have faith in God. He wasn't talking to their flesh. He was talking to their spirit. I'm reading out of John chapter 16 and verse 24. Hereto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. Jesus said, I'm not going to be speaking to you in proverbs anymore, but I'm going to show you plainly where? In the spirit realm. Same like he was telling Nicodemus. How, if I tell you earthly things and you don't believe me, how are you going to believe me if I start revealing to you heavenly things? See, Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, wants to reveal to you and to me heavenly things. But you have to have the faith to see it in the spirit realm. You have to have the faith to believe it in the spirit realm. And you will see it manifest itself in the natural realm. You see, verse 26, and that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. See, you're doing it the way he wants you to do it. See? For the Father himself loveth you. You hear that? He said the Father himself loveth you. Because ye have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. Oh, my Lord. There it is. There it is. The Father loveth you because you have loved me that I have come out from God. I came forth from the Father and am coming to the world. Oh, my Lord. There it is. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Jesus is showing you that he came out of one realm into another realm. And he's talking about a God. He's talking about his Father, who is a real person. And then he says, again, verse 28, again, I leave the world and go to the Father. He's going back to the Father. He's leaving the natural, and he's going back into the spiritual, where he's trying to get us to focus on, where he's trying to get us to see with our spiritual eyes and seeing through the eyes of faith in the Spirit. You see? His disciples said unto him in verse 29, lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speaketh no proverb. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest from God. Jesus answered them, do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. Wow. Jesus said, Jesus was giving them an illustration in the natural of what's about to happen. He said, it's going to come a moment where y'all, all y'all going to scatter and run like scary cats and leave me alone, but yet I am not alone because the Father is going to be with me. See? Jesus is showing them that he already see in the spirit realm that the Father would never leave him nor forsake him. And he won't do that to you either, beloved. Jesus said, because the Father is with me, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. See, Jesus is telling them that in this world you're going to have some problems. In this world you're going to have some difficulties. In this world you're going to have some setbacks. But he's telling you, don't be of good cheer. Don't focus on that. Don't look at that. Keep your eyes in the spirit realm. Keep your eyes focusing on the things of the spirit, which are good, because all good and perfect gifts comes from God the Father. And Jesus is showing you that you should keep your eyes in the spirit realm, where he's going to be, where the Father is, where the Holy Spirit is, where your blessing is. And this is what Jesus is warning us to know today, that we must see with the eyes of faith. You see? We got to be looking with the eyes of faith, and only with the eyes of faith. I like what Paul said over there in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 18. Paul said, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. That means they're temporary. That means they're subject. They're not going to let to stay like that. They're subject to change at any moment. Your life, my life, the circumstances, the situation, whatever we may be going through, the pain racking in my body, it is subject to change at any moment if you only believe. The deliverance I need in my family, in my household, it can change at any moment if I only believe in the spirit realm and receive it from the spirit realm, from God the Father. See? Not doubting what's in the spirit realm, but receive what's in the spirit realm. See? He said they are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. God is a eternal being. And the Holy Spirit wants to reveal more and more, pour out wisdom, understanding, and discernment unto you, if you would just let him. He can only do it spirit to spirit. But you got to trust when he reveals it to you, you got to trust that that is the Holy Spirit revealing this truth to you. Because the Holy Spirit cannot lie. The Holy Spirit said that you are healed, and you keep listening to the devil telling you, no, that pain is hurting. You feel that? Feel that in your leg? Feel that? You feel that in your arm? You feel that in your side? See? And you got to focus in the spirit realm and say, I receive, even though that body may be racking with pain, you got to say, I receive my healing from the Lord. And you got to confess it and you got to believe it. And you speak it out into the atmosphere. You speak it out into the atmosphere and allow that blessing from the spirit realm to come and manifest itself in your life. See? And that's what we have to do. As we say we are children of God, we have to trust God by seeing with the eyes of faith. We have to see with the eyes of faith each and every day. See? See, we have to sometimes see in the spirit realm the vision that God has for us. You know, a lot of times we quote, listen to this here, my brother and sister. Listen to this in Habakkuk chapter 2. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1. The Bible says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me. This is Habakkuk talking. So he's going to stand upon his watch. I mean, he's going to pray. And he's going to watch, and he's going to see what God is going to say unto him. Say unto tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and watch, and what I will answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the tablet, the table, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for a appointed time. You hear that, beloved? But at the end it shall speak, not lie. Though it tarry, listen to that, beloved, though it tarry, it says, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him. But the just shall live by his faith. You are the just of the Lord. See, you believe in God for healing. You gotta see that healing coming to you in the spirit realm. You believe in God for deliverance. You gotta see that deliverance coming to you in the spirit realm. Whatever you believe in God for, The Bible says that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us, and we have the pretensions that we ask of him. You see, beloved? You see? Seeing through the eyes of faith is looking in the spirit realm at the things of God. And only in the spirit realm do we find this victory. Your victory lies in the spirit realm. But because you don't see it in the natural, you have allowed the devil to come in there and plant a thought into your mind, and you speak in the thoughts of the devil. And guess what? If you speak in the thoughts of the devil, you are hindering your own blessing. You are hindering your own blessing. See? Somebody come to you and say, man, say, that leg still bothering you? See, the devil use anybody. He will use anybody. And you have to know, if you're standing on the word of God, if you're believing the word of God, you have to see the devil when he's trying to speak to you, and do not agree with the devil. But you agree with the word of God. They come to you and say, man, that leg still bothering you? What are you going to say? Yeah, every night it's bothering me. Every time I turn around, this whole leg giving me all trouble. Guess what you just did? You just agreed with the devil. The word of God ain't told you to speak like that. You have to use words like, yeah, you tell him, say, though it may be bothering me, but I'm believing God is going to give me my healing. See, you didn't lie. You didn't lie and say, though it may be bothering me, but I'm believing God is going to give me my healing. See, you let him know that you're not focusing on the pain. You're focusing on your healing that God is going to give you. That's like the woman with the issue of blood. She was saying, though I may be bleeding, but yet I believe if I may touch the hem of this garment, I shall be made whole. See, she let the word of God and what God can do for her be the final authority in her life. And she stood on that in her spirit till she made her flesh get in line and believe what her spirit was believing for. She did not allow her flesh to dictate to her. Because, see, if she had allowed her flesh to dictate to her, she might would have stayed home that day and never went out there to meet Jesus. Because the flesh was probably told her, oh, you're too weak to go meet Jesus. But the Bible says, she said, if I just may touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. She knew that if she just kept moving towards where Jesus was, moving by faith to where Jesus was, she would be healed. Because she believed that in her spirit. She was seeing through the eyes of faith in the spirit realm. See? She knew that the blessing that she was wanting was over there in the spirit realm. And that's how Jesus was demonstrating to the people of that day when he was here walking on the earth. He was showing them how to receive your blessing. Jesus didn't go in his back pocket or in his robe and pull out multiple fishes and multiple loaves of bread out of his pocket that was on his robe. Jesus didn't have a wagon he was pulling around with just miracles and deliverance all in this wagon he was pulling around. And then when somebody came to him, he reached back there in his bag of goodies and got something out of the wagon and handed it to him. Jesus kept the communication line open with the Father in the spirit realm, and therefore because the communication line was open in the spirit realm, and Jesus knew that the miracles come from the Father, that All things are possible with God. Jesus knew that, and because when he prayed to the Father, he knew that the Father hear him and that the Father loved him and the Father would not hold any good thing from him. Jesus knew that miracles would happen because he knew the Father. And this is what he was trying to show them of that them in that day, and this is what he's showing you and I even now. To have faith in God and ask the Father in his name. And when we do that and not doubt in our heart, but do that and walk by faith and not by sight, when we do that, seeing through the eyes of faith, we can receive. I read to you over there in Habakkuk chapter 2. It said, though the vision tarries, wait for it. Wait for it. Have the patience to endure. No matter how long the blessing may be held up, you still wait and believe in the spirit realm that, guess what? I'm going to get my healing. I'm going to get my deliverance. I'm going to be set free from this thing. My children are going to be saved. See, you wait for it, because God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. It is an appointed time God has placed in your life, in my life, to receive from him. Some things you may ask God for, and boom, they happen instantly. Some things you may ask for and 5 years may pass by and you still haven't received it yet. Are you going to give up? Are you going to give up? Are you going to throw in the towel because the devil tell you to throw in the towel? Or it's done been 5 years since you prayed for that thing and nothing happened yet. Are you going to throw in the towel? Abraham waited 15 years for his promise, 15 years for the promise God promised him. I'm not saying you got to wait 15 years. I don't know how long that is in the Father's hands, how long the Father is going to, before he manifests it to you. But if you get over there in that spirit realm and you do not allow any doubt to come into your mind and into your heart, into your spirit, and you just believe every day that it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. I trust in the Lord with all my heart, and I lean not to my own understanding. In all my ways I acknowledge him, and he shall direct my path. See, I waited patiently on the Lord, and he inclined an ear unto me, and he heard my cry. I waited on him, and I'm going to wait on him, not in frustration, not in sadness, but I'm going to wait on him in joy. I'm going to wait on him in joy, because God is not on my timetable. And with God, there is no timetable, because he's in yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere, all at the same time. You see? And therefore, I'm going to trust him. That's all I have to do is trust him in the spirit realm. That's all I have to do is believe him and watch him make it happen. Because guess what, beloved? He's the only one that can make it happen. He is the only one. Apostle Paul knew some truths about being in the spirit realm because the Holy Spirit had revealed it to him. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said over in Ephesians chapter 2. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, he says, and you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in times past ye walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. It means Apostle Paul is saying right there in those verses that you have the Lord quickened that was once dead in your trespasses and sin. But he made you alive unto him to receive from him. That you once walked like the children of the world walk in disobedience unto God. In verse 3 of Ephesians chapter 2, Paul says, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Listen what he said in verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us. You hear that? God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, he loved us. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace, you are saved. You hear that? Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. With Christ. For grace, ye are saved. And have raised us up. Listen to this. Listen to this, beloved. And has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places. You been to heaven yet, beloved? Oh, my Lord. You hear that? Let me read verse 6 again. And have raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, seeing through the eyes of faith. Do you see yourself in the eyes of faith sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus? Here is a man, Apostle Paul. God has shown this to him in the spirit realm that he's seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. When God sees Jesus, God sees you, beloved. When God sees Jesus, God sees me, beloved. You see, he sees us in his son, in Christ Jesus. We're seated in heavenly places with him. Now, if you're seated in heavenly places with him in Christ Jesus, beloved, is there sickness? I'm going to say it again. Is there sickness around God's throne? Is there bondage around God's throne? Is there sorrow and sadness around God's throne? You answer that, beloved. See how the way the devil will trick you and take the precious things of God and try to make them a none effect in your life, because he gets you to believe a lie rather than believing the truth. You can get yourself over in the spirit realm, and all you begin to experience the Holy Spirit and the joy that comes with him and the peace that comes with him and every other thing that you and I need that come with him. Verse 7 says of Ephesians chapter 2, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceedingly riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. You hear that, beloved? Ain't nothing you did to receive this. It is a gift. And you received it by faith. And it is a gift not from the devil, but it is a gift from God. This is a gift from God. And then verse 9 says, not of works, lest any man should boast. See, no man can brag about this. This is what I did for myself. I brought my own healing. No, the devil is a liar. It is God that heals. It is God that sets free. It is God that makes whole. It is God that breaks the bondage and the chains of the enemy on a person's life. See? And verse 10 says, in my closing, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Notice that didn't say unto bad works. But we're created unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Did you hear that, beloved? You're created unto good works, which God had ordained. I mean, he ordained it. He approved it. That you should walk in them. You should walk in his love. You should walk in his peace. You should walk in his joy. You should walk in his healing. You should walk in his deliverance. You should walk in his faith. You see? You should walk in his spirit. See? Bible says, walk in the spirit, and you shall not feel the lust of the flesh. You see, beloved, seeing through the eyes of faith is catching hold to what's in the spirit realm for you. And when you catch hold of what's in the spirit realm for you, beloved, don't let no devil on this earth or devil in hell take it away from you. Stand on that word of God, and you stand on that word of God with everything in you, beloved. And you let the word of God be the final authority in your life. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against you shall be condemned. For we are the heritage of the Lord, because he has ordained us unto good works. See? In him we live and we move and we have our being, Paul tells us. We walk in him. We abide in him. And the Holy Spirit guides us and leads us. Learn to walk in God in his spirit. Learn to abide in God in his spirit. Learn to trust God in his spirit. And God will begin to reveal things to you, beloved. He will begin to tell you heavenly things, like Jesus wanted to share with Nicodemus. God just don't only want to show you earthly wisdom. A lot of earthly wisdom that God shows you, you know, a lot of earthly wisdom that you receive come from God. The Bible says in Proverbs that wisdom cries out on every corner. And a lot of that wisdom, and God is showing you earthly things, what to do and what not to do. It's up to you to choose the right way you want to go. But not only do he want to show you things here on this earth, he want to show you things where he dwells. That's how much he loves you. He want to show you what's around him. He want to show you what you can have if you only just believe and receive in the name of Jesus, Christ our Lord. It's simple, but it's yet so hard because we allow ourselves to listen to a source that's not of God, and that's Satan. And we should be listening to only and only to the Holy Spirit. We should be agreeing only and only with what the Holy Spirit says. And we should be moving in that direction because we are his creation. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we shall walk in them. Beloved, seeing through the eyes of faith today, believe God in the spirit realm. Let your eyes not only be focused in the natural, but let your spiritual eyes be awakened. Ask God to awaken your spiritual eyes like Elijah prayed for his servant. Over there in 2 Kings chapter 6. Let your spiritual eye, ask God to open your spiritual eye that you may see and have the faith to believe in the spirit realm. and watch your faith grow. See, watch it grow. It's going to grow in such a way that it's going to amaze you. Because now you're going to have the confidence that God wants you to have in him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. So, beloved, today, seeing through the eyes of faith, start practicing this in your life. Start walking with it. And watch God show up and show out. I'm a living witness. He'll do it. He will do it. I said he will do it. The Bible says over there in Psalms 119:18 verse, it says, the psalmist said, open thy my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. When we get into the word of God, we should be asking God to open our eyes to the truth of his word. The wonderful things that is in his word. And watch God begin to open our eyes and show it to us. Seeing through the eyes of faith. I pray today that this message has been a blessing to you and to all to whom you will share it with. Someone you may know may need this message. They may be going through a hard time in their life right now and listening more to the devil than paying attention to what God is sharing with them. Share it with them, my beloved brothers and sisters. And you too, share it even in your own life and grow in godliness. Grow in your faith. Mature in your faith. And watch God work. And today, if there's one that was listening to this message, and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you can get to know him on today, or this evening, or tonight, or this morning. It's a simple prayer. All you got to pray is this simple prayer after me. The Bible says all you got to do is just confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on that cross for your sins. And God the Father raised him on the third day. You can be saved. So if you would just repeat this prayer after me, say, Heavenly Father, I come to you right now and ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I believe you sent your only begotten Son to die on the cross for me. And on the third day you raised him from the dead. And now he's seated at your right hand. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart. And I stand upon your truth. And I ask you to fill me with your Holy Spirit that I may walk and see with the eyes of faith. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. And beloved, if you prayed that prayer with me today, truly the angels in heaven are rejoicing over you. And join me next Saturday here at 7 p.m. at Walking in the Light Ministry, where we'll be discussing another topic about the Word of God that you can take and apply to your life and see the manifestations of God manifesting himself in your life. Remember, the Bible says, after the Word is preached, signs and wonders shall follow. Signs and wonders will follow you when you receive the truth from the Word of God. In Jesus Christ's name, my beloved brothers and sisters, until we meet again, you go in peace, and may God's richest blessings be yours.